From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson, and these are your headlines for Monday, September 15th. Interactions with police can be intimidating and disorienting for people with autism, mental illness, PTSD, and other conditions, and confusing for the police, too. That kind of misunderstanding can have serious consequences. To help reduce risk, the Sutter County Sheriff's Office has implemented a new program called Blue Envelope. It provides people with an actual envelope that contains information about their condition and needs. Sierra Pedley is the agency's information officer. She says blue envelopes aren't yet common, so she's been reaching out to nearby agencies to make sure officers recognize them.
I let them know that we were launching this program, so since they have not yet, if they ever encounter someone with a blue envelope, I gave them all the additional information that they needed to be able to proceed with whatever they were doing.
Pedley says other departments are showing interest, and there's already discussion in the law enforcement community about making the program mandatory statewide. Big Chico Creek looks like chocolate milk, brown and murky. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, Chico's Parks Department says the cloudy water has been seen as far up as Forest Ranch. They believe it's from storm runoff in the foothills and not from construction on the Iron Canyon Fish Passage Project, a habitat effort in Upper Bidwell Park to help salmon and steelhead move upstream. The creek has been closed to swimmers since July after E. coli sickened 5 children. Rumors keep circulating that unhoused residents are to blame, but officials maintain that that is unlikely. You can find out more about why on our website at mynspr.org. California lawmakers wrapped up their legislative session this weekend by passing a package of high-profile climate and energy bills. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has this report from the Capitol.
The centerpiece bill extends California's cap-and-trade program to 2045. It also adds new oversight to the program, which requires polluters to buy credits to offset greenhouse gas emissions. Democratic Senator Monique Limon authored the bill.
Californians pay a cost every single day for the impacts of climate change. The cost of extreme heat, of emergency room visits due to loss of a workday from asthma. These are also costs that our communities bear.
The bill package also included a controversial measure that would ease restrictions on drilling in Kern County to increase in-state oil production. Other parts of the package create regional electricity grids for western states and add billions to the state's wildfire fund. All the bills now head to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
While discourse during this year's end of session at the Capitol was dominated by a package of energy measures, Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on some of the other big bills lawmakers sent to the governor's desk.
State lawmakers passed a bill that would allow over 800,000 Uber and Lyft drivers in California to unionize, a controversial measure to build dense apartment buildings within a quarter mile of transit stations also squeaked out of the legislature. It divided lawmakers who want to aggressively boost the state's housing supply from those concerned it could impact neighborhoods with single-family homes. Democrats also pushed for bills to respond to federal tactics for immigration enforcement. Senator Scott Wiener got a bill through the Capitol that attempts to ban certain masks for local and federal law enforcement.
Bottom line, if you can't tell the difference between a law enforcement officer and the guy robbing the liquor store, we have a problem.
And in the early hours of Saturday, lawmakers adopted a highly debated bill to crack down on anti-Semitism in California classrooms. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer Cahan is a member of the Legislative Jewish Caucus, which brought the bill forward.
I see my daughter having to face swastikas, the flags that were raised to begin the death of my relatives in her own California classroom.
Governor Gavin Newsom has until mid-October to sign or veto bills that made it to his desk. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Hundreds of people in Chico joined others across California and the nation over the weekend to remember conservative activist Charlie Kirk. He was shot and killed during a rally in Utah last week. At DeGarmo Park last night, residents prayed, lit candles, and called for unity. Kirk was 31. He founded Turning Point USA, a conservative student movement that has a chapter at Chico State. The group is popular with young conservatives, but critics say it uses provocative tactics, including its professor watch list and opposition to diversity programs. More vigils are expected this week. And those were your headlines for Monday, September 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutzen.